Good morning and you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. Welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. We would like to give all glory, honor, and adoration to the one who has made this possible. Seasons have passed. The time is also going by. Things are happening all over the world. But one thing that has remained consistent is the fact that God is still God. His mercies is from age to age. Let's just take a second of our time to appreciate the King of Glory, the one who has made this possible, the Alpha and the Omega. Lord, we want to say thank you unto you, immortal, invisible Lord. We want to say thank you. Accept our thanks, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. If this is your first time of joining us, I am wondering what you're listening to. This is the Open Heaven Hour, and it's the time of the day where we get to learn, hear, and share the Word of God. Where we get to dive into the deep revelations in the Word of God. We get to sit at the feet of the Lord, and He gets to speak to us. He gives us the map to our lives every single day. He tells us this is the way to go. And we are always excited to be in the presence of God, because in the presence of God there is fullness of joy, and at His right hand there is pleasure forevermore. If you've been very frequent on the show, you know what time it is. It's time to tell somebody to tell somebody, to tell every single person that it's time for a devotion. So I want you to share this link with somebody. Invite somebody to this platform and let them be a partaker of today's blessings. Today is the 12th day in the month of January 2025. It's a beautiful Sunday. Before you go to church, let's take our devotion together. Today we'll be looking at a topic that says, attract God's blessings. Attract God's blessings. Our aim for today is taken from hymn 7 from our manual. Hymn 7. I am thine, O Lord. I am thine, O Lord. But before we jump right into the topic for today, I'd like to remind you that this segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we'll make use of our Open Heaven devotional manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adebuyi, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Once again, we'll be looking at attract God's blessings. Our aim for today is I am thine, O Lord, hymn 7. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from Genesis 39 to 41. Genesis from chapter 39 to chapter 41. Our memory verse today is taken from Romans chapter 4 verse 7, Romans chapter 4 verse 7, which says, saying, blessed are they whose iniquities are forgiven and whose sins are covered. Romans chapter 4 verse 7, which says, saying, blessed are they whose iniquities are forgiven and whose sins are covered. Our Bible reading for today is taken from Psalm 112, verse 1 to 10. Psalm 112, from verse 1 to 10. Are you with your Bibles this morning? Psalm 112 from verse 1 to 10. From verse 1 it reads, "Praise the Lord, blessed is the man who fears the Lord, who delights greatly in his commandments. His descendants will be mighty on earth. Then the generation of the upright will be blessed. Wealth and riches will be in his house, and his righteousness endures forever. Unto the upright there arises light in the darkness. He is gracious and full of compassion and righteous. A good man deals graciously and lends. He will guide his affairs with discretion. Surely he will never be shaken. The righteous will be in everlasting remembrance. He will not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is steadfast, trusting in the Lord. His heart is established. He will not be afraid until he sees his desires upon his enemies. He has dispersed abroad. He has given to the poor. His righteousness endures forever. His honor will be exalted with honor. The wicked will see it and be grieved. It will gnash his teeth and melt away. The desire of the wicked shall perish." May God bless the reading and hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Once again, our topic is Attract God's Blessings. Our manual today reads, "Yesterday I explained how dangerous a curse from God can be and how you must avoid it. Just as a curse from God is powerful, a blessing from God is also extremely powerful. The best thing that can happen to anyone is for God to bless him or her. When God blesses you, every force in heaven, on earth, and underneath the earth will work to favor you. Also, there will be no more sorrow added to the blessing. Like we see in Proverbs 10 verse 22, there will be no sorrow added to the blessing. There are several passages in the scriptures that talk about the blessings of God and how you can attract them. Unfortunately, many Christians just read about the blessings and claim them without paying attention to what to do to attract them. Owing to my training in mathematics, whenever I see a blessing in the Bible, I always want to know what the condition of getting that blessing is. I know that if the conditions are not right, no matter how hard I try, I will not get the desired results. Therefore, I always pay more attention to the conditions needed for God's blessings than the blessings themselves. Deuteronomy chapter 28 from verse 1 to 14 is filled with many blessings that God has promised us. However, when you study that passage closely, you will see that the condition to getting the blessings is that you act diligently to the word of God. If God looks at you and sees no sin, you are already blessed. Romans chapter 4 verse 8 says, "Blessed is the man whom the Lord will not impute sin." To attract God's blessings, you must live a holy life. You cannot continue going against God's word and expect him to keep blessing you. When you start living a holy life, you will discover the real meaning of God's blessings. I thought I was successful before I met Christ. I was a young lecturer at the university, growing steadily in my career. However, no matter how much my salary was, by the middle of the next month, I would be borrowing money from my driver to fuel my car. Then I met Christ and started living a holy life. He blessed me, and all of a sudden, the same salary that wasn't usually sufficient became enough to cater for my needs. Beloved, start living a holy life from today, and you will see the real meaning of being blessed. Today's Open Heaven comes to the key point that says, to attract the blessings of God, live a holy life. to attract the blessings of God. Live a holy life. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. If today's Open Heaven has been a blessing to you, and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can be a blessing by sharing this message. And how can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you'd like to listen to, download, or share. The link will pop up on the search engine. Copy the link and share. You can also join us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station, still on www.praisepalaceradio.com, and it's available on our mobile app, which you can download from Play Store and Apple Store. Just search for Praise Palace Radio. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. Till you hear my voice again, until we gather for another word from the mind of God, do remain blessed. Bye-bye.